welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales. And on today's show, I have Chris Arnold, who is the co-founder of Coastal Investment and one of the largest wholesale companies in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Also, Chris's marketing channel that is very effective but frequently overlooked is radio, which we're going to talk about today. So, Chris, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm glad to be here. Hanging out, having a little fun, adding some value. Come on.
Well, listen, you can't ask for anything more. So, Chris, were you always entrepreneurial? Did you have this in your blood at the age of five?
No, I wish I did. Again, I grew up around entrepreneurs, but I thought I was going to go the vocational route. So, believe it or not, I have a master's degree in theology.
Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't go to school. I didn't get an MBA. But I will tell you, it was definitely modeled for me the value of, you know, owning your time and not working for someone else. And so I didn't necessarily think I would take the real estate path, but once I understood that I could really use business as a vehicle, as a delivery system to impact the world, to live the life that I value, it really changed the game for me. And so that's how I see real estate as a great vehicle.
Now, you closed, according to your bio, over 2,500 deals. Can you remember your first deal and how did you acquire it?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely remember it. I was super nervous. This is not an efficient system, but it's a great first story for first deal. I was doing the deal with a buddy of mine. I understood the real estate side. He understood the contracting side, right? So in the beginning, like, that's a perfect marriage. And again, I was a real estate agent, at the time building my team, and this investment deal came along and I was like, you know, at some point I want to move into the investment world from the brokerage world. And I thought this is a great opportunity. So we took this guy out to lunch, right?
First of all, very smart.
Over lunch, go to a Mexican restaurant, over chips and salsa, right? And what I can remember being so funny about it was because all three of us were sitting at the table, when he would give us a counter, I couldn't talk with my partner in the moment. So we would have to excuse ourselves, go to the bathroom, have a conversation, and then come back again and go around. So that went like three or four times. And I just remember the funniness of like, excuse us, you know, it's like a movie. You can imagine like the music playing and running off, right? And
then
like it was like that. But we wrapped up that first deal. It was a fix and flip deal on, I remember the street name, it was Calmia. And we made $15,000 on the first flip. But I mean, it was a ready, fire, aim approach. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing.
But at least you took the risk. That's what was great about it. You didn't hesitate. You were scared, but at least you did the flip.
So you just got to get off the bench, man, sometimes again in the game.
I agree. I mean, it's take action. So, how did you find it? Like, how did you end up getting this deal? Was it through just word of mouth? You told people you were an investor. How did you find that first deal?
Because I was a real estate agent. And so at time I was generating what I would call retail leads, but occasionally you get an investment property that comes across your plate. So I just kind of, let's say, fell into my lap was the first one.
No, well, listen, it's okay. At least you got your first one out the way. And now
there was no methodology here. I wasn't RVMing and text blasting. I mean, just fell in my lap, right? That was my
system. Well, listen, 2,499 deals later, you finally got the hang of it, right?
I got a system now, yeah.
So radio. Why radio? Why advertising on radio? Now, let me just say something. Chris, I remember back in the 90s and early 2000s, I would hear real estate ads. And then after that, I'm going to be honest with you, I just completely forgot about radio. Everybody does it the old way or the new way, which is social media or word of mouth or going to networking events. How did you really find out about the radio portion of that real estate could be an asset there?
Yeah, so I like to define radio as the marketing channel that everyone knows about, but nobody is using. So the first question I'll throw out for the audience that's listening is, how many people in your area do you know that are utilizing a radio to create motivated seller opportunities? And you'll think to yourself, I don't know anyone. It's crickets. So that's first and foremost, there's virtually no competition. Now, why people have not looked at radio is two major assumptions. And once I kind of correct these, you'll go, oh my gosh, like, how did we miss this? And just so you know, Well, I've been doing radio now for 10 years. So a really long time. This is not something recent. So two assumptions I find that keep people away. The first is they confuse themselves with their demographic. So you look at yourself and your behavior is that you stream music. You've got a subscription to Spotify. Maybe you do Pandora. You have to understand that our primary demographic for investment opportunities are over the age of 50. Those people do not stream music. They have two fundamental habits that are ingrained in them, and it's mass media. They watch television, and when they get in the car, they turn on the radio like they were raised to do. So when you realize that your demographics over the age of 50, there's not a better way than radio to get in front of them. The second assumption that has kept people away for such a long time is cost. They assume, if I ask most people, okay, what's it start monthly to get on radio? They're going to tell you, I think maybe probably about 10 grand. So we coach students on this all across the country. Our student average per month on a station is somewhere between $500 a month to $2,000 a month. Wow. People are blown away because they're like, I didn't realize that you could advertise on radio for that. I'm probably spending more on direct mail for that. And I'm having to deal with all the competition and the headache of managing that direct mail. So once those two like dots are connected, you know, Will, now we're off to the races on radio to begin to understand this thing and pick it apart.
That's amazing, because I would have said the same thing, Chris. I would have said, probably 8, 10, 12,000, you know, and you think though, when you do send mass marketing, you know, in other words, yellow letters, what are we sending out, Chris? $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to get maybe 2 or 3% callbacks. If that's the average, I might be off on the numbers, but I never thought $500 to use a 2,000.
$500 to $2,000 is a range.
That's very reasonable.
So let's contrast direct mail to radio. Okay.
Yeah.
So direct mail by nature is what I would call a high maintenance system to run. From the postcard to the mail service to all the inbound calls coming in. If it works, great, but we all know it's a pain in the ass to manage that thing. It's tough. There was a point in my career where I was doing 100,000 pieces of direct mail a month. But again, I was willing to put up with the headache because this was back in 2015, 16. There weren't a lot of people doing direct mail. If you contrast that to radio, radio is very low maintenance. It's what I like to call set it and forget it, because it's an automated approach. The radio station is managing the entire process for you. Literally, Will, all you got to do is answer the phone when it rings and pay your bill monthly. The second thing in contrast is direct mail is very high call volume, very low quality lead. So we're doing a lot of sifting through to try to get to the good stuff. Whereas radio is going to be a much lower call volume, but it's going to be one of the highest quality leads that you can generate, because if someone responds to a call to action on a radio station, they're serious, or they're just going to, if they're not interested, they're just going to turn the dial. They're not going to take the time to call you. Now, in direct mail world, they will, because you're in their mailbox, and over half of those people will tell you how frustrated they are that you sent direct mail. It's crazy, but you'll never get a hate call off radio.
So are these ads local to your market, or you can make them national?
You can go virtual if you want. So you can do your market, or if you work multiple markets, this is a great way to do virtual wholesaling and go into another market for sure.
Wow. Okay. Now with the ads, does it depend on the radio station that you market to, or what do you want the ads? Could it be a local radio station, or could it be a national that has a broad reach of maybe, and I'm just throwing a number at you, 100 miles compared to someone that just might be, you know, Denver specific. Did my question make sense?
Absolutely. So there's a range of stations, right? Your local stations, what we like to call mom and pop stations, they're a lot smaller. Their radius in the sense of like their bandwidth or frequency is not as broad. And then you got the big players like CBS and iHeart and Cumulus. So what we care about more actually is the genre of music, right? Not necessarily the person that owns the station, because we want to, again, this is not rocket science, Will. We want to back into our demographic with the type of music that they listen to. So if our primary demographic is over the age of 50, they're going to listen to things like classical, maybe old school country, that real old classic rock, right? And so at that point, then we don't care who owns that station as much as they're playing the music that's going to attract the people that we're trying to advertise to.
Wow, that's amazing. And how long do the ads run? Do you, I mean, is it specific? It's an once a day, once a week, monthly? How do you set that up?
So this one's going to blow your mind right here. When I earlier said that our students pay between $500 to $2,000 a month, we all advertise the same, and that is 100 times per station. We start there and we stop there, and then we just reduplicate on another station. So if you're doing the math on that, that means that we're doing Monday through Friday, which means that we're advertising 5 times per day. Now, the real number, though, is you're going to do the math on that and go, wait, you mean your students are paying between $5 to $20 for a 60-second spot on the air? Absolutely. Because, again, this is not complicated. It's because we're thinking like retail. Most Americans pay retail, Will, for their real estate. So for them to come in on a conversation about us buying properties at 60, 70 cents on the dollar is going to blow their mind. So you and I are just having the same conversation because most people think retail when radio. But what I'm telling you is I'm behind the scenes and I understand a process that we don't pay retail. Everyone else does for radio, but we have a process in which we teach how to buy these literally at 25 to 50 cents on the dollar of what most people pay. And so that's why we get it so inexpensively, and that's why we get such a large return on investment.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit more about your radio coaching program. Like how did, what does it entail? How does, if somebody wants to join that, the coaching program, what would they need to do? So tell us first, like, how did you start it?
Yeah. So we rolled this out this year. I knew the market was hungry for something new. You know, text blasting, RVMing, there's concerns about disruption there. You know, a lot of things are saturated. I just knew everyone was like raising their hand going, can I find something, you know, that's going to be unique that I can plug into. So this is fresh. We launched it at the beginning of the year, but this is a full plug and play model that we provide. We provide the ads. We come in, we help students one-on-one choose the very best stations in their market. We tell the students when to advertise. We help them negotiate the actual price. I mean, literally, we're taking my system and just handing it over to them and letting them run and execute on it because that's the type of coaching I prefer. As much as you can, try to hand it to me on a platter. So that's my ideal coaching because what people are paying for is they're paying for speed. Trial and error process, or you can pay a coach or buy a product or system and again, shortcut that whole process. That's why I spend so much money on coaching because it saves me so much time. And so we do that. And we actually are preserving this one, Will. We're limiting the amount of people per market because I don't want it to get saturated. And so we have already sold out markets around the country. But the best way to really get started is to see if your market's open. And I always encourage people, start with questions, sift it out, see if it's a marketing channel that you think's a great fit for you. But the best place to get started is wholesalinginc.com/REI radio. Again, that's wholesalinginc.com/REI radio. Book a call and see if your market's available.
That's amazing. You know what, Chris? I'm just stunned that I never even thought about this. Again, like you said, everybody does the same thing, either go through a realtor, you know, to find them, you know, maybe off-market deals or do the direct mail. Like I said, we send 2, 3, 4, 5,000, or like you said, 100,000 a month, which is mind-boggling to me. And this seems like a simple approach because you're going to certain radio stations because you're targeting 50 and over. The music, like you said, old school, classic rock, Beatles, Stones, whatever they may be. I love this approach. I mean, my God, I hate that you gave out your secret.
I've been holding on to it for a long time. And then I moved down to Mexico and I'm like, I don't need to, you know, do radio all over the nation. I'll help people do it. Now, Will, a couple points I want to hit on, right?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what didn't I ask you that I think is really important? So a couple of benefits to really consider about radio that you don't get with other marketing channels is, number one, you get what's called celebrity status. What happens in the mind of the consumer, this happens with us with movie stars, is when we see people on social media, podcasts, you know, radio, television,
yeah,
we escalate them in our mind. We elevate them to a higher level. So if you're new to the business, been in the business, doesn't matter. You can gain momentum on celebrity status for your market to where you are the authority. Because here's what people assume. If you're on radio, you must know what you're talking about. You must have been in the game for a long time, which then leads to the next benefit that comes after that, which is what we call instant credibility. They just assume that you're an expert because only experts advertise on radio. This is key for anyone in the business, particularly if you're new, because you can make up a lot of years' time with some of the other bigger players by catching them immediately utilizing something like radio, getting celebrity status and instant credibility, which are huge benefits. You don't get that with bandit signs.
No, definitely not. No,
you're not putting your company name on the tens of thousands of text blasts that you're sending out. You're spamming people. So the problem is you're not building your brand. Radio is actually going to build your brand.
That's amazing. So also talk about your mastermind group. When did you start your mastermind group?
Yeah, I started that about 5 years ago. And that is a brotherhood for the top 5% real estate investors in the country. And so what we focus on is keeping entrepreneurs from isolating, which again, we tend to do. That's a very dangerous position to be in because that's when we get ourselves in trouble and definitely have a probability of really toppling the empires that we're building. There's nothing worse than watching a leader fall. And so we focus on legacy fulfillment. What we're helping leaders do is finish the race well so that they can have that lifelong impact that they had in their hearts to fulfill and not get disqualified along the way.
No, I love it. You know, you have a book in you. You know that, right, Chris? I don't know if you wrote a book, but you do have a book in you.
Somewhere, maybe sometime.
Yeah, well, you definitely have one. Before we let you go, any books you would recommend to your to my audience and your audience, somewhere that they could start, you know, whether it's, you know, getting their mind right or if they want to get into real estate, anything you would recommend?
Yeah, I'll give you two. For mindset, I think that The Big Leap is a great read. The author's last name is Hendricks on that.
Okay.
It's about upper limiting, the reason why we are not able to break through and level up. It's written by a psychologist. I think it's really important. And then the other book is called Organizational Physics. Sounds complicated. It's not. It is a little bit of a thicker read. But why it's so important is it's like, I wish someone had given me that book because it was like, now I understood like what a fish in water means. It's like a big understanding of how businesses grow and why they fail and when to launch a new company and, you know, what are the powers that drive business. It's just one of those reads where you step back and you're like, now I understand business from a larger whole context. And so really,
I like that. No, I like that. So we got the Big Leap and Organizational Physics.
Physics.
Did I get that right? Okay. Listen, first of all, Chris, thank you so much for being on today's Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. That was amazing. As you see, I was just writing notes down. So Chris, if somebody wanted to look for you, what's the best way? Tell us about your other websites.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Again, I'm always putting out fresh, free content over on my YouTube. So go to Chris Arnold Real Estate, subscribe over there, and you can learn a lot about what we're doing and different value that we're creating for you there. So for sure.
That sounds good. Well, listen, again, Chris, thank you so much for being on today's show. I really, really appreciate it.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks so much, Will.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, everyone, that was Chris Arnold, and you can find him at COSAInvestments.com. That's COSAInvestments.com. Chris, thank you so much for being on today's Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. Really appreciate it. You can find me at peer2peerrealestate.com. That's peer the number 2, peerrealestate.com. Check out our past shows. Check out our blog. And also, when you get a chance, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe, leave a review. Tell us how we can make this show better. And before I go, guys, just a couple of more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it. Guard it. Protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. On behalf of Peer to Peer Real Estate Show, I'm Willie Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Have a great day and stay safe. Bye.